I got three offbeat topics on my mind. You just reminded me of one, and that's the NBA draft. But first, I want to ask you this right out of the mailbag. Actually, there's four. Actually, let's get to this. We can't avoid it any longer. A 72-year-old Bill Belichick has a 23 or 24-year-old girlfriend.
Who's a cheerleader, yes.
What is happening here? I'm trying to imagine
and
my daughter.
And apparently they've been living together for like 6 months.
No, that little video that came out last year of him sneaking out of a house that looked fake was him sneaking out of her house. Well, thoughts? Anybody?
Well, I'll tell you this. My daughter is 25.
Yeah.
So a year older than this girl.
Right. If she brought home
a 70-some-year-old dude, that dude wouldn't get in the door, first of all. And second of all, I would tell her, I love you to death, but as long as you're with this dude, don't bother calling me.
I don't know what I would do. My daughter's
15. I would lose my mind about it.
When she's 20 or 21, if she came home with an 80-year-old?
I
think I would pass out.
I think, like I said, to me, like, you know, as a parent, I'm really supportive of my kids, what they do. There's almost, you know, there's almost no real parameters in what I would accept, you know?
Yeah.
I would accept almost anything. That I would not accept. I would be like, no, we're not doing this. This dude's 25 years old. This dude's 21 years older than me. What are we talking about here?
If they get married, does he walk her down the aisle and then marry her? What's city limits? How old are you?
23.
Would you date a 70-year-old?
No.
Can you imagine?
No thought consideration.
I'm 50.
What if city limits started dating Jane Fonda?
I'm 54 years old, and I wouldn't date a 74-year-old.
The whole entire situation is just flabbergasting to me.
People say, well, age is just a number. No.
What if City Limits started dating the woman from Titanic? I remember her at
Rose.
The beginning.
Yeah, Rose.
It's like, it has to be all about money.
What if you dated Rose from Titanic?
It's been 84 years.
You've left me speechless. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
This is the level of absurdity that we're dealing with here.
It's just weird.
Yes.
Well, I mean, again,
what has happened?
I don't care what anybody says. She's a gold digger. That's what she is, and I think Bill Belichick is flattered by that.
But doesn't Belichick seem like the type also who probably had her sign a bunch of papers and things at the beginning, like he was, you know, this was some waiver pickup or something?
She
signed a contract,
an NDA.
You have no rights to my money.
Yeah. The whole thing is really bizarre to me. It's just weird.
It's tragic comic, you know?
You know,
it's one
like
of those
to me,
things. It's funny
to me,
and it's sad.
And did you see, there was a story that came out maybe last week, her last boyfriend.
He was 65.
He was like 65 years old. She's mature beyond her years. Yes, she loved your money. What are we talking about here?
She moved in with him in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Right.
So they live together right now. Oh my God! Look at these photos.
The ones of him sneaking out of the house are hilarious with no shirt on.
Apparently, they do homework together.
Oh my God!
He helps her with homework. Is that
he helps with the math test?
What?
He says, "Gramps, come over here and help me with my quiz I have tomorrow."
See, I wouldn't be dealing with this.
She's only 23.
I think she's 24, but still.
All right. Why is she doing this? Just money?
It has to be
Paul?
For money.
But Paul, why?
Fame.
No, I think it's more than that, Paul.
Yeah.
This was the 65-year-old famous and rich?
No, he was rich, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's all about the money.
It is that reason.
I mean, again, here's my question. If it's when people say, well, it's not about the money. Okay, please show me a poor 75-year-old dude that's dating a hot 23-year-old.
I mean,
okay, show me the guy that lives in the senior center on his Social Security ticket. You know what I mean? That he's on fixed income, and that there's 23-year-olds that want to date him. If it's not about money.
The last guy, it says here on TMZ, they bonded over psychology, philosophy, and nature, and then became romantic.
They bonded over nature? What were they doing? Looking at cherry blossoms together?
I don't know. He seems very happy for her.
Well, I'm sure he's pretty happy as well with the condition that he's in.
I'm with Paul. I'm with Paul.
Like I said.
5 years from now, if my kid brought home a 70-year-old guy and said, this is my boyfriend, I don't know what I would do to him.
My grandmother is 75. It's weird.
That would just be strange. You know?
I mean, there's so many inappropriate jokes that come to mind that I'm afraid to say them, so I won't. Let's move on, shall we? I'm glad we had to deal with that at some point. Didn't we?
Was it the elephant in the room?
It was.
But again, anytime anyone tells you, well, you know, age is just a number, and it's not about money. It's about love. I will always challenge those people to say, okay, well, good. Show me the number of 75-year-old, 77-year-old dudes who have nothing that are dating hot 23-year-olds. I'll hang up and listen.
They started dating in 2022, which means it's conceivable he was 70 and she was 21. What? All right, let's move on from that.
Maybe she got her first drink at the bar from Belichick. Maybe he's the one that bought it for her.
How did they meet? Birthday. Did they meet on a flight?
She was a cheerleader for the Patriots.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Which, by the way, aren't there rules about fraternizing? The cheerleaders aren't allowed to fraternize with players and coaches?
No, I would think so.
I think there are rules about that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What if City Limits started dating Elizabeth Waldo, who is the oldest living celebrity? She's 105.
Where's Waldo?
Well, that's a good question. She's a violinist, composer, and conductor. She was born in June of 1918. Would you go on a date with her, Limits?
No.
No,
I would not.
She's 105.
105. So, I hope to see the day where I'm 105.
What's the age difference there? 90 years? 80 years? You're 24?
About 80 years.
80 years. What's the difference between Belichick and this woman?
He's 75 and she's, what, 24?
Yeah. 72 and 24.
You're talking about 50 years.
Yeah, 48 years.
Okay, I mean, seriously, when Bill Belichick was born, it was 1952.
Yeah.
What does he possibly have in common with this kid that was just born in 2010?
Maybe they bond over Frank Sinatra music.
Eva Marie Saint, the famous actress from On the Waterfront and others, I believe is still alive, and she turns 100 on July 4th.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Limits. You never know. All right.
She says, wait.
Who? Jordan Hudson? Is that Belichick's girlfriend? Is that
Jordan
her name?
Hudson.
How about this text from a texter? Sounds crazy, but my twin sister married our high school history teacher. Ew. She was 18. He was 46. Her next husband, when she was in her late 20s or early 30s, was 69.
Okay.
How about that?
1952.
Paul. No comment.
What are we talking about here?
What were you going to say?
No, I was just, I thought there was some, I thought
a
there,
punchline
I,
there?
I thought she had issued a statement of some sort. I was reading it and it wasn't. It was somebody issuing a statement defending her and then someone issuing a statement ripping her.
But Limits, that would be actually a way to become rich and famous. is to date the woman from Titanic.
Not that interested in being that famous for that reason of being rich.
IT got a kick out of that. Do you remember that movie, IT, where she narrates from the beginning?
Oh, yeah. He remembers.
Rose.
Yeah, Rose.
Rose.
From Titanic. They two would make an unbelievable couple. Limits.
I mean, would you say she's 105 years old?
Something like that. Yeah.
Somebody said she wasn't a cheerleader for the Patriots. She was a cheerleader at a small college and they met on a flight.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is that right?
Well, that makes it better.
I thought she was a Patriots cheerleader.
That makes it better, he said.
It doesn't make it that much better.
I'm being facetious.
Can we move on to the NBA draft?
Yes.
Not to talk about whether any of these 18-year-olds are dating 90-year-olds, but Bob Carrington gets picked 14th overall. Zach Edey, I think, will be the pick of the draft by Memphis, and I knew he was going to go in the top 10. Your thoughts on the whole draft, thoughts on Carrington, Paul?
I as we talked yesterday, I think Bob Carrington is a guy that has a chance to be a really good NBA player. He's got to work on some things. He's got to get a little bigger and stronger, but he'll be fine. I think that he's a guy that has a chance to be one of the better players in this draft. I'm not sure that's saying much because I don't know. I mean, when you're watching the draft, Joe, and the first 10 picks are off the board and you barely know any of them. Edey, the thing about Edey is he's going to have a 15-year NBA career.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt.
He's what is he, 7'4" or whatever? How tall is he again?
7'4" with like an 11-foot wingspan.
And he's big. And he's big and he's made himself.
And he's not George Mirazan.
Yeah,
it's not like he can barely walk. He's athletic.
He's pretty athletic. He's made himself very serviceable. You know, a lot of teams play differently than they used to, throwing the ball into the post, but you still got to guard the rim and you still got to guard bigger guys. And, you know, I think he's going to be a guy who probably is going to sign four or five contracts, you know, and have a really nice NBA career. Will he be a superstar? I don't know, because the game is so different now. You know, it's completely different, which I thought it was interesting that Filipowski or whatever his name is from Duke did not get drafted.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
He didn't get drafted in
the
first.
That's very interesting.
Right. And to me, you know, he's a 7-footer that sort of has the kind of game that NBA teams are looking for.
That's what I thought.
So, you know, the fact that Kling Man and or whatever his name is from UConn and Edey both got drafted early, you know, that to me was probably a little bit of the story of the draft, just from the standpoint of those are the kind of big men that, you know, in general, the league has been moving away from, you know?
Well, I do. But with Carrington, I just noticed, I thought it was Portland, but that pick wound up going to Washington.
Yes.
And he's a Maryland kid. Good for him.
Right.
He'll be going home to play. I got a quiz question for both of you. He is the fourth highest pick in Pitt program history at 14 overall. Who are the three guys taken higher than him in the draft?
Well, Steven Adams is one.
And Charles Smith is another, because he was the second pick of the draft?
He was number three. Adams was number 12.
Yeah.
Who's the third guy?
Wow.
He once sat right in this studio with me and Ron Cook for a show.
Time range, like 70s, 60s?
Wait, hold up.
He's still in the league.
This is a trick question. They're not counting the kid that went to North Carolina, right?
Yeah, they are. Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson? I wouldn't count that.
You can't count that.
He wasn't selected as a Pitt player.
Okay, that's fair. But they did in this story. So, okay, then Smith and Adams.
I mean, do you count that?
The more I think about it,
the guy played
not.
His last 2 years at North Carolina.
Probably not. Let's do a quick mailbag question. Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High is 79 today with sunny skies. I'm picturing City Limits out on a date with Rose from Titanic. Where would they go, Paul? Can you imagine? Just out at a, you know, I don't know.
Maybe the Gateway Clipper would fit perfectly for the boat theme.
Dancing at the Gateway Clipper, right?
Yes.
Maybe up at Lamont, Mount Washington. Maybe just at a coffee shop, you know?
Maybe at a nursing home.
Maybe at a Pirates game, something like that. I don't know. It would be incredible.
No, it would not.
One game. Here's what I got asked in the mailbag. What if the Pirates were in a one-game playoff to get into the wild card? If they tied at the end of the season, or let's say they go to the wild card and it goes to game three. In other words, any one-game scenario, if you could choose who's on the mound for you, Paul, from the Pirates in a one-game scenario.
This year?
Yeah.
Skeens.
Easy choice over Kelly?
I don't even think about it.
Skeens, easily. Lights out, dominant. Going to be a Cy Young winner at some point. Probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
Skeens for me, but not so easily. Keller has been a star now for 2 months. Like, he's pitching as good as anybody in the league is what he's doing for 2 months. So let's see what happens moving forward. But we all agree on that. Johnny Pirotto up next, talking Pirates. I want to ask him about some trade scenarios and what it might take to pry a guy like Vladimir Guerrero loose from Toronto. What would Johnny be willing to part with? And what does he think that Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting have the stomach for? That's coming up next.